this morning, a new series. This message, I wrote it many years ago. And guys, I can't rewrite the Bible, or I ain't going to. But the Bible's new and it's fresh as you take another look at it. It's different. Same truth, same accuracy, but the Spirit of the living God will take the Word where you're at in life and it'll be new and fresh. And I can't explain it, but the Word is alive and quick and powerful. That's what the Bible says. So let's look at some family secrets. And we're going to have fun with this little series because in a few weeks we're going to talk about blended families, of which now I am one. Amen? And it ain't the Brady Bunch, it's the Clark Bunch. But that's how God does. He moves us through different times in our life, from struggle, different seasons. Amen? Come on. So we're going to look at different things, but let's look at this one. Secrets for Success in Family. And Roger's going to help me here. We're going to keep moving. Here we go. Today's message is enduring difficulties. Enduring difficulties. Enduring. How do you go through hard mess in your life? How many with a hand uplifted would say, Pastor, I've really been through some hard things in my life. Can I see your hand? Look at that. That's a lot of folks in this room. Amen. Come on. All right. Let's do another hand. How many of you are feeling a whole lot better, though, than maybe one time you did in your life? And maybe you're not there yet. That's okay. But I want you to see that other people are doing better. Amen. Not better. They're not better than you, but they're feeling better through some of their struggle. They're not right where you are right now. They might be a little past that. Okay, let's look. Here we go. The Bible says in 2 Timothy, therefore endure hardness. Endure what? The Bible never says give place to whining in your life. When you give place to whining, you're giving place to the devil. The devil wants you to whine, blame, whatever. Okay? Complain. That's devil. That's not God. Okay? You live on planet Earth. God knows you live on planet Earth. There's struggles here. Endure hardness as a good what? Of Jesus Christ. That's the will of God for your life. For my life is to endure hardness as a good soldier. I'm not trying Jesus so I can make it all better and get me a Band-Aid or something. You're not going to get a fix. Life's going to be hard. Did y'all know that? Yes or no? Life's hard. It is hard. Some people have it harder than others, but in general, life's hard. There's going to be struggles in life. If you live long enough, you're going to get sick. It's going to happen. How many for a big, long part of your life you never went to the doctor or the hospital? Can I see your hand? And that all changed. How many that all changed? Let me see hands. See, that all changed. See what I'm saying right there? That all just changed right there. Right there. Come on, let's go. Here we go. Endure hardness. We got to go, Rog. Here we go. Let's go to the book of Ruth. Now, we could give many messages on this subject. Let's go with this one. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. Famine. Now famine don't mean it's like little hard times. You're starving to death, you ain't got nothing to eat, people are dying around you. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, was from Bethlehem, like David. Remember Jesus was born in what city? Bethlehem, house of bread, city of David. He went to sojourn in the country of Moab. So there was a famine. There was a certain man. Because of the famine, he went to Moab. He and his wife and his what? So we picking up and we moving. Where are we going? Moab. Say Moab. Moab. It was a time when judges ruled. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was what? Seems right. Famine in the land, we're going to where? Moab. Get your stuff. Where are we going? Moab. We're going to Moab. Hush. Did you say Moab? I said Moab. Say it again, I'm going to pop you. Can you see Daddy doing that? We're going to Moab. Hush. There was a famine in the land. In the New Testament, the Bible says if a man doesn't provide for his own, especially if his own house, he's denied the faith and he's worse than a what? Hey, family, we're starving to death. Where? Right here. It's famine. We're going to Moab. I don't want to go to Moab. We're going to Moab. Hush your mouth. We're going to Moab. Because I'm going to provide for this family, Elimelech said. Got it? Yes or no? Let's go. The name of the man was Elimelech. The name of his wife was what? Naomi. The name of his sons, Mahlon and Chilion. Ephratites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of what? And they continued there. They stayed there for a while. Y'all with me so far? Yes or no? Hanging in there. Elimelech. His name means my God is king. Elimelech, my God is king. This was a man who, it's not a man who didn't care about God. It's a man who loved God. I believe he loved his family. You understand? He's starving to death. Naomi, the wife, her name, say this with me, means what? One more time. Naomi means what? So Elimelech and Naomi and the two boys starving to death, they're going to Moab. Here we go. Moab! What's the big deal about Moab? Well, there's a big deal about Moab. Why didn't they want to go to Moab? Why would people rather die, starve to death, than go to Moab? Well, thus were both the daughters of Lot with child by their father. The firstborn bare a son and called his name what? Moab was a city born out of incest. The same as the father of the Moabites unto this day, the Bible says. So, Moab was not a place you'd want to go. You understand? Yes or no? Not going to Moab. It's a cursed city. Rather starve to death. You see the big deal now about them going to Moab? Yes or no? Not done. An Ammonite or a Moabite, this is the law, shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord. If you're an Ammonite or a Moabite, you're nothing. You're not entering the congregation of the Lord. Now look at this, how bad Moabites were hated. And this is God looked at them as cursed. Even to their what? If somebody cusses you to the 10th generation, that is some big cussing you got. 10th generation shall they not enter into the congregation of the Lord. And in case you didn't get it, those last two words. So they're leaving the area, you know, Israel. They're leaving there and going to Moab. Wow. Crazy. Sounds crazy. They're cursed. Why? They're not allowed to come in the congregation of the Lord. Why? Because they met you not with bread and with water in the way when you came forth out of Egypt. If you read your Bible, you'll find out it's when the people of Israel were leaving Egypt, they were being pursued, came to the area of Moab, and they were not allowed to pass through, and they were not allowed to get any water or anything. They had to go all the way around. So they got the enemy on their tail, and they never forgave them. You listening or not? Say. So this place was cursed. So when Dad got up and said, we're going where? Get your stuff. We're going where? Where? Moab. Keep going, Raj. So, we're moving. Enduring difficulties. Now, we're staying with you. All right so far? Put you to sleep? Don't go to sleep on me. Don't nod your head when I say you're putting me to sleep, okay? Do that. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband. Let's talk about enduring difficulty. So, here, they moved to Moab. That's a pretty tough move to make. Beat starving, though, right? Say. They're in Moab now, and Naomi's husband, what? Dies. And she was left, and her two sons were with her. And the two sons took them wives of the women of who? So, here, they're not even supposed to have anything to do with Moabites. They're not even supposed to be there. These people are horrible. That's how they deemed them. And it's backed up by the law. Now they're there, and the boys marry who? They marry Moabites. Well, that's the women. That's who you're going to marry because that's where you're living. Okay? The name of the one was Orpha. I always think of Oprah Winfrey when I see that. But it ain't. It's Orpha. Okay. And the name of the other was what? Say it with me. Ruth. And they dwelt there in the land of what? For about how many years? Y'all right so far? Good. We're doing great this morning. Here we go. Here's what happened. And Mahlon and Chilion died. That's Naomi's two what? And she also lost her husband, Elimelech. But now those two women also lost their husbands. Correct? So there's three dead husbands and two dead sons. That's a lot of pain. You hearing it or not? It's a lot of pain. So how do you deal with that? And this is just something I just read the scriptures years ago, just looking through here, and this just saw something I thought that was helpful. What do you do when you're enduring difficulties? Can we learn something from this woman? If you just read it casually, you learn nothing almost. You just read it, you don't see something. But there's a few things I saw, and I'd like to show them to you. Five secrets to enduring difficulties. So you got this woman, Naomi. Her name means pleasant and sweet. Her name means pleasant and sweet. You know people that are like that, they're just so sweet. Yeah. Do what now? Oh, me, you're funny. Yeah, you're funny. But some people are just so sweet. Probably that would not be said about Pastor Clark. They can define me in a lot of ways, but I don't think every one of us have to be defined the same way. I'd rather it be real, you know, be honest. Not everybody's sweet. Everybody's sweet to be like syrup on the planet, right? Say. Okay? And I'm going to tell you something. Life ain't sweet sometimes. And life will take somebody who's sweet and will turn them sour. And if anything will do it, it's losing your husband and losing your two sons. If this woman had any reason to have a life change and a struggle in her life, it was this woman, Naomi. So, secrets to enduring difficulties. I want to focus on Naomi, not Orpha and Ruth right now, but on Naomi. Her name means sweetness. It means kindness. How do you deal with this kind of difficulty? Losing your husband and losing your two sons, and you're in a foreign land that you don't want to be with. You don't want to be with these people. Are you kidding me? Number one, would you say that? Know that God, that's the first thing we do a lot of times when we have trouble. We bail on God. We blame God. How many have done that before? Let me see your hand. There you go. We blame God. Why did God let this happen? Do you have ever said that? As if God's up there pulling little puppet strings to screw your life up. He's not doing that. You live on planet Earth where bad things happen. We're all sinners. You're a sinner. Other people around you are sinners. Expect sin to happen. Amen. Say. It's going to happen. So what happens when these difficulties come? Know that God still loves you. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of what? For she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people back in Israel, back in Bethlehem, and was feeding his people. So she's in Moab, removed 10 years plus later, at least, in Moab. She hears that the Lord, the famine is lifted. The Lord is taking care of his people. And she wants to return to the land of the Lord. Okay? Verse 7. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughter-in-laws with her, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah, or to the land of the Lord. Amen? So, when you go through difficulties, number one, remember God still loves you. When difficulties come, instead of running from God, it's a good opportunity to run toward God. To try to have a listening ear instead of an ear that can't hear that God loves you, try to press that direction. Try to tell yourself, God still loves me. Say that with me. God still loves me. You ever been there where you just didn't think the Lord loved you? Yeah, anybody like that? I have. It's horrible, but I've done it. Went through some horrible pain in my life, struggle. And I've laid in bed in the middle of the night, usually on a Saturday night, before I get up and preach. And I've said, nobody loves me. Not even you. That's horrible, isn't it? It's not right. It's true. So what do? You lay there like that in that mess, in that mire, or do you say, no, that's not true. That's not true. God, you do love me. You hear me or not? So even though Naomi's hurting, there's something inside this woman, and she ain't the sweet and pleasant Naomi that she once was. But there's something inside of her that is still has a little bit of a listening ear that says, I need to go home. I need to go back to the Lord. Amen? So remember, the Lord loves you. Keep going, Raj. Number two. When you're going through difficulties, be careful not to overlook people that love you and care about you. You ever done that? You've been so hurt, so messed up, so jaded, whatever your head is, that there are people around you trying to help you and you can't even hear them? You ever been there before, say? And better than that, you don't want to hear them. You ever told some of them, get out of here, just go on. You ever done that before, say? Boy, y'all are a whole lot nicer than me. Oh, yeah. So her two daughter-in-laws are going with her. They're walking with her. Pretty good jog, by the way. It's all the way back around on the other side of the Dead Sea. Almost a straight shot across, but it's a long way to go in the desert. And her two daughter-in-laws are with her. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return each of you to your mama's house. Go back home to your mama. I ain't your mama. You ever been mean to people when people are trying to help you? They're just trying to help you, and you take it out on them. How many ever done that? Oh, now we're getting some more hands. Go return to your mama's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as you've dealt with the dead and with me. You did a good job. You were good wives. You beautiful funerals y'all had. All that good stuff. You've been nice to me. Now get out of my face. Go on. The Lord grant you that you might find rest. I wish you well. I just don't want you with me. Each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice, and everybody cried. Bye. Everybody's crying. Gone. Get out of here. And they said unto her, surely we're going to return with you unto your people. We ain't going to leave you. We're going to go with you. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Now she gets a little ugly. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb? Now that's being ugly right there. Look at me. You think I'm having any more babies? That they may be your husbands? Is that what are y'all thinking? Keep going. What am I doing? Okay. I'm sorry. If I should say I have hope, if I even think I can have kids, if I should even find me a husband tonight and should bear sons, would you tarry for them till they grown? Say, is that what we're going to do here? Is that the plan, girl? Say, is that the plan, girl? Say, I'm going to find me a husband tonight, going to get pregnant tonight, and maybe we'll have twins. Is that the plan here? And you're going to wait till they're grown? Would you stay for them from having husbands? You're going to commit your whole life to babysitting them, and then you're going to marry them one day. Is that the plan here? No, my daughters, for it grieves me much for your sake that the hand of the Lord, that the hand of the what? The Lord has gone out against me. Did you hear her say? Did you hear that? You ever done that? We already said you had. She's not really got their best interest at heart here. It probably was her best interest, but she's just struggling, right? Say. And there's something in her that's just upset. I got to go, I know. And they lifted up their voice and wept again, and Orpha kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth did what? Clave to her. And she said, Ruth, let go of me! Your sister-in-law's gone back under her people, under her gods. Look at that. Return thou after your sister-in-law. Wow. But wait a minute. What was the point? Don't overlook other people who care about you and love you when you're going through your difficulty. Did she overlook them? Yes or no? She overlooked them. Don't do that. There are people in your life, in my life, that want to love us, that want to help us. And it's a bunch of bull for most of us when we say nobody cares for me. I don't have anybody. Okay? One, God loves you. But number two, there probably is somebody that cares about you. Okay? Just remember that. Instead of pushing people away when you're hurting like that. It's hard to do, but we're learning. Number three, don't allow disappointments to blind you to opportunities for healing. Don't allow disappointments to blind you to the opportunities of healing. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you. Isn't this a great verse? I use it at weddings a lot. Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to return from following after you. For whether you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Isn't that a great verse? It's incredible. Where you die, I will die. Where you get buried, the Lord do so to me. And more also, if but death part you and me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded, when she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, she quit arguing with her. Amen? What's that point again, Raj? Pop it up. The third point. Don't allow disappointments to do what? To the opportunities for healing. This was an incredible opportunity that she had to have Ruth in her life. And Ruth needed her, but Ruth really loved her. And there can be incredible opportunity when we're hurting for amazing healing and a better life, perhaps. And it's hard to even imagine, maybe even more happier than you were before the pain. It's hard to imagine that, though, isn't it? Say, when you're struggling. But remember, there's some people out there that might want to help. Number four, we're almost done. Don't hide your pain. So they two went until they came to Bethlehem. Now they're back at Bethlehem. It came to pass when they were come to Bethlehem that all the city was moved about them. And they said, is not that Naomi? Isn't that real sweet? Remember how sweet she was in high school? Remember? She worked down there at the restaurant. She was so sweet. Remember that? Remember that lady? She's back. And Naomi said, don't call me what? Call me what? For the Almighty has dealt bitterly with me. So she went from sweet and pleasant to bitter. And you know what? She didn't hide what had happened to her. Guys, so often we do that. Pastors are the worst. We're the worst on the planet of being supermen. And it's hard to let it all hang out. Not you need to let it all hang out all the time. I understand that. But the point is, though, don't hide your pain. How can you get help if you don't let somebody know you're hurting? Yes or no? Say. Number five, we're out of time. So she didn't hide her pain. She told them. She said straight up, I'm not the woman you knew. Don't expect me going, hi, y'all. It ain't happening. Huh. I'm bitter now. It's not right. It's not right to be bitter. She wasn't making the case that she's right. She was just being honest. That leads us to point number five. Take what? Take what? How do you endure difficulty in your life? Take personal responsibility. Even though there's other people out there, there's people that care about you, God loves you. At the end of the day, if you don't care about you, if you don't take personal responsibility, you're not going to make it. You got to care about you. You got to know you matter. You got to know you have value. Yes or no? Say. Absolutely. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi? Seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me. Now, to me that verse says a lot. It says, she's owning up to some issues in her life. Was it leaving the country and going to the Moab area that was cursed? Possibly. But was it something else in her life? Was it other struggles in her life? The point is that she's opening up and she's going to have to take personal responsibility. Amen? And you and I have to take personal responsibility if we're going to get through the difficulties. So do your part. Remember your roots. Say that with me. Do your and remember your what? One more time. Do your part and remember your roots that are in your life. Enduring difficulty. Are we done, buddy? We'll just review it real quick. Say them with me, 1 through 5, real fast. Know that God still loves you. Be careful not to overlook the people that love and care about you. Don't allow disappointments to blind you to the opportunities for what? Don't hide your what? 5, take what? Amen. We're out of time. Let's thank the Lord for His Word today. Just something from the book of Ruth. It's a good word today. Praise the Lord.